This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Today, I'm going to start a whole new series on the glory of Jesus Christ and the light of Christ. I always thought of those things as titles for Jesus because he is called the King of Glory and the Light of the World. But in reality, they are actually powers that can literally heal your soul. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says that we are transformed into his image from glory to glory. This means the glory of Christ has the power to progressively transform us in our inner man. Every time we come into contact with his presence, which is his glory, there is power available to heal our soul. This revelation that I'm going to be sharing with you today and in the coming weeks was one of the first revelations I ever received about healing my own soul. I was repeatedly attacked for over a period of almost 2 years. I was sick in my body with constant flu symptoms, high temperatures, dizziness, weakness, and vertigo, where I would feel like I was spinning out of control. No matter what I did, nothing helped. I fasted, I prayed, I decreed, I believed. I went to the doctor, I got prescriptions. I remember one time just finishing up taking one of the most powerful antibiotics that there is, and I was more sick at the end of taking the prescription than I was at the beginning. That day, I had to teach a conference with a 103-degree temperature, sweating my face off. By the end, I couldn't even remember what I preached about because I was so sick. It was horrible. But that's when God came to my rescue and began to reveal to me that it was my soul. Then he began to show me the truths I'm going to be sharing with you today and over the next coming weeks. If you've been stuck and haven't gotten your breakthrough, no matter what you've tried, then I believe today you're going to receive the answers you've been looking for. My mission is to help people around the world to understand about the soul and how our soul is completely affecting every area of our life. Like if we're having issues and problems in our life, it's not coming from our spirit man if we're born again in Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says that Christ lives us in us, the hope of glory. So your spirit man is perfect. None of the issues you are dealing with are coming from your spirit. Amen? So what does that leave behind? Leaves behind the soul. The soul is a troublemaker. But Jesus came to heal the whole man, including your soul. Amen? He died for the healing of not only the regeneration of not only your spirit man, but the healing of your soul. And I am driven to show people biblically how to get their soul healed and the different areas that are affected in their lives by their soul so they can understand when they're dealing with an issue. Wow, this might be coming from my soul. It might not be the devil. But you know, the devil does take advantage of what's on our soul. When we're wounded, he comes in and he uses that as a legal right to come in and attack us. So even then, when we think it's the devil, if we got rid of the issue in our soul, if we got healed of the woundedness inside of us, then that spirit would have to leave and we would win the battle. So I'm on a mission to show people about their souls. And I've been talking a lot over these programs about a power called dunamis that comes from the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I believe it's the missing link for the church. It's one of the missing links. We've been very good at understanding the cross, the blood of Jesus, and what it does, but we have little knowledge about dunamis power and what it does for us and what Christ accomplished through his victory at the resurrection. And so I want to dive deeper into this understanding about dunamis, what it does, what it's made out of,
how we get it, how we use it, because I want you to get the breakthrough. The more understanding you have about something, the more you can utilize it, the more you can walk in it, the more you can appropriate it. Amen? There's people all over the world, even people right now watching me in their homes that are suffering, horrible suffering right now. And I want to help you to understand how to alleviate that suffering, how to get the victory over that pain, how to get the victory over that circumstance that's literally eating you alive, tormenting you. I'm here for that reason, to show people how to walk in the abundant life that Jesus won for them through the cross and the resurrection. Amen? All right, so I do want to press into more understanding about dunamis. Remember, dunamis is a power. It comes from the resurrection. Philippians 3:10, Paul said, I want to know him and the power, dunamis, of his resurrection. So we get this power from the resurrection. You see, you already have it. Were you baptized into Christ? You were, weren't you? That means what? When you went down in the water, it signified you going down in death with Christ at the cross. You, when you received Jesus as Lord, you became a participant, a receiver of everything he did at the cross. Amen? So when you went down in the water, you went down in death with him at the cross. But then you don't stay down in the water and drown. You come up. You come up out of the water. You came up to what? A new life through him at the resurrection. See, when you received Jesus as Lord, you were already baptized into dunamis. You already had the cross, the blood that comes from it, and the dunamis power that comes from the resurrection. And what does this dunamis power do? We've talked about it many times. It heals your physical body and it heals your soul, man. The word dunamis literally means the power to perform a miracle, which is how you get miracles in your body. You get miracles in your finances. You get miracles in your family. Dunamis does that for you. It gives you the power to do it, to appropriate the miracle. But it also means excellence of soul. So every woundedness inside your inner man that could cause you troubles, that could cause your marriage to break up, cause you to be sick, cause you to be financially broke, can be healed by the anointing of dunamis that you already had when you were baptized into Christ. You already received it. Amen? Dunamis is a wonderful thing, and we need to utilize it. We need to begin to go into our closet. Just like we go into our closet, we bow our knee and when we partake of the cross, we repent of our sins, we forgive. We repent of sins of our ancestors. We partake of the blood. We wash our sins with the blood. We need to do the same thing when we're in our closet with the dunamis. We need to treat it just like we treat the cross. We're pleading the blood from the cross, but we're not pleading the dunamis, are we? Right? We need to do that. We need to go in and say, wow, you know, I've now been washed from my sins by the blood, and so now I'm going to wash my soul with dunamis. I'm going to decree I'm filled with dunamis. I'm going to believe I have dunamis. I'm going to decree I'm excellent of soul. I'm going to decree that because I've been baptized into Christ, I have the power to perform a miracle in my physical body. Amen? You need to make that your daily practice. Now, in this session, I want to look deeper into dunamis, and I want to show you that there's actually two characteristics of Jesus Christ that make up this anointing of dunamis. Dunamis is anointing. That's what Acts 10:38 says, that God anointed Jesus with dunamis. You see, when you received it, you received that anointing. When you were baptized into him, you received it. Jesus was anointed with dunamis. He used it to heal people. You can do the same. You can use it to heal yourself and other peeps. And today we're going to look at this anointing of dunamis. And then we're going to see that it's really made up of two characteristics of Christ. They are his glory and his light. I'm going to show you that these two powers have the ability to heal our physical body and our soul just like dunamis does. Because in actuality, they are dunamis. They're the same thing. And as I lay down these scriptures about the glory of Christ, because he is the King of glory, and the light of Christ, because he is the light of the world, I'm going to really go after the scripture because I want to firmly establish that these powers belong to us, the church, the believer, and they do not belong to New Age people, witchcraft people, Eastern religion people. I'm not dissing anyone, but I'm telling you right now that the church has avoided talking about the light of Christ because we've become afraid of it. We become afraid of it because these other religions, false religions, have been using it to their benefit And when we hear about, you know, somebody talking about the light of Jesus or something like that, we go, oh, no, they're talking about the light. They're New Age. They're witchcraft. I'm telling you right now, there's only one true source of light in the universe, and it's Jesus Christ. And he's our Lord and Savior. The light is for us. And I'm going to prove it to you. When you're done hearing these sessions, these programs, you're going to cling to his light more than you ever have before, because you're going to realize it's who he is, and his light, who he is for you. And it's going to bring you a whole new level of breakthrough, a whole new level of breakthrough when you find out the truth about Christ and his light and his glory and what his light and his glory can do to change your circumstances dramatically. Amen.
When I got arrested for the last time, my 12th time that year, I wasn't thinking about my future. I was thinking, how do I get out and go back to the only things I knew, cooking meth, robbing, and doing dope. But Jesus had a different plan. He radically changed my life, and now I'm living my dreams. For years, we've been revealing Jesus to those still inside to show them that there's a plan for their lives, just like there was a plan for mine. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural.
How are your finances doing? Did you know the Bible says that you will prosper even as your soul prospers? In my teachings, Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural, I show you how to get healed of every soul wound that is blocking your prosperity and keeping you from going to the next level of increase.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
You know, we get upset when people talk about the light because, you know, Satan appears as an angel of light. So people say, well, that's of God. That's of Satan, and it's not of God. But you know what? It wasn't Satan that said, let there be light in Genesis 1. It was God that created light. Light is who he is. 1 John 1:5 says that this is the message of promise. Which we have heard from him, and we are now reporting to you, God is light, and there is no darkness in him. See, the reason God created light first is because it's who he is. So when he opened his mouth, what came out? Light. What came out was who he is. You see, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen? And when we're afraid to talk about the light, but in Genesis 1:4 says, and God saw that the light was good, and he approved it. You're going to see that the light of Christ, the light of God, is good. It is for us. It has been approved for us. It's the promise. It's part of the promise that God gives to us for our healing, for our deliverance, for our breakthrough. Amen? Jesus. God and Christ are the only true source of light in the whole universe. It's like Christ is called the light of the world. In Hebrews 1:3, it says that he is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being. See, the Amplified calls him a light being. He's literally that. And then it says that he's a, quote, outraying or radiance of the divine. You see, he is the true source of light. He's literally a light being that outrays his light onto us and causes us to be healed by it. You know, when you see New Agers and witches and Eastern religion people talking about the light, well, they can talk all day long, but they're not using the true source of light. So it will never work for them like it can work for us. We need to take back what has been stolen from us. It's such a shame when I see those people understanding about the light more than we do, except they don't know the true source or utilizing it more than we do. because they see there's some, they're drawn to it because they recognize that there is a power in it that they can't explain, but we can. It's called Jesus. Amen. Everything was created for us first. We have it all. The enemy just took it, tried to take it away from us. It's time that we take it back. Now, let's look at an Old Testament prophecy that says that when the Messiah came, the true Messiah, that he would use two powers to heal us. Those powers are glory, his glory, and his light. Listen to Malachi 4:2. This is from the Amplified, and it says this. But unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings and his beams. And you shall go forth and gamble like calves, released from the stall, and you will leap with joy. This verse is prophesying. It's a prophetic word that when the Son of Righteousness, who is Jesus Christ, comes, he would use two powers to heal, the wings and the beams, the wings and the beams. Well, what are those things? Well, beams is pretty easy. When you look it up, it means rays of light. Remember, Jesus is a light being. That's what Hebrews says. That's not a New Age term. That's what Hebrews says, Hebrews 1 in the Amplified, that he's a light being. And so right here it's saying that this part of Jesus' nature is actually able to heal. He arises with healing in his wings and his beams of light, which means the very thing that Christ is what Christ uses to heal us. That's how he imparts who he is upon us. One of the ways is through his beams of light. And when we encounter that part of this light being called Christ, we get healed. Healed where? If you look up that word healing, it says he arises with healing in his wings and his beams. Look it up. It's the Hebrew word marpe. It means health, healing, and a cure. So right there, it means that these beams of light that outray out of Christ, who is the light being, can bring us health, healing, and a cure. They literally, listen to me, they literally can heal your physical body. The light of Christ, because he's a light being, can heal your physical body. What else can it do? That same word, healing, says he arises with healing in his wings and his beams. It's that Hebrew word marpe. It also means this, sound of mind. Where's your mind? It's part of your soul, isn't it? So it's saying that when those beams of light, he arises with healing in his beams of light, when Jesus, the light being, outrays his beams of light on us, when we have an encounter with Christ, the very nature of who he is causes us to be sound of mind, causes us to be healed in our soul, man. Amen? Do you receive it? Do you see now why all the witchcraft people and the New Age people are going after the light? Because they recognize, see, they can recognize that there's a strong power there to heal. They're always talking about how light heals and this and that, but they're using it from the wrong source. And look at all the stuff that they've accomplished with the falsified version of the light. Think what we can accomplish when we really understand Christ is a light being, and his light, it's his light, his light, his light heals us in both body and soul. Amen. Now let's look at the other part. It says that he arises with healing in his wings and his beams. What are the wings? What does that mean? How does he heal with wings? Does he come and flap over you? What does that mean? Well, if you look up the word wings in the Bible, it is the Hebrew word kanaf. It stands for the corners of the prayer shawl, the corners of the prayer shawl. In Hebrew tradition, the prayer shawl represents the glory of God. Even today, at Jewish weddings, traditional weddings, they get married under what's called a huppah, which is the prayer shawl. And it represents them binding their covenant of marriage together to each other underneath the pillar of glory cloud that was in the desert when they were at the bottom of the foot of Mount Horeb. It represents their marriage being solidified under the presence of the glory of God. Amen? Whenever you look at the word wings in the Bible, there's many other references that indicate that when you see the word wings, it's referring to you being under the glory of God. I mean, look at Hebrews 9, verse 5 in the Amplified. It says, the scripture says this, that above the ark and overshadowing the mercy seat were the representations of the cherubim, the winged creatures, which were the symbols of glory. See that? The wings in the Bible many times represents the glory, the very presence of God. Because that's what the glory is, isn't it? It's the very presence and nature of God. Do you think when God shows up and brings his presence, his glory, that there's power to heal you? Absolutely.
Let's activate into healing right now and really go after getting your breakthrough. Do you remember how we start? We always start with the blood. Leviticus 17 says it's the blood that atoneth for the soul. That's what the blood does. It washes away the sin that wounds your soul. Remember in Isaiah 30, 26, it says that God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds that came because of their sin. Sin wounds us, and it is the blood that washes away the sin in our souls. So let's start with the blood. Pray with me now to say, Lord Jesus, I repent for any sin that I committed that wounded my soul. I know your blood atones for every sin in my inner man. So wash me clean of every trespass, every transgression, every iniquity, every rebellion, every sin of unforgiveness, and every sin, both known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. I decree your blood is going back in time to every place that I or my ancestors may ascend. Send your blood all the way back to the garden and wash away every sin throughout time in my family line. I apply the power of the cross right now to my soul. I decree that I am forgiven in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, now I know this next part may be difficult, but part of the process of getting your soul healed for your breakthrough is to forgive people, no matter what they've done to you. When you do that, you're gonna get healed. So let's pray together, okay? Just say, Lord Jesus, I forgive anyone that has sinned against me, no matter what that sin was. I know my breakthrough is going to come when I forgive. I believe you will bring me into freedom as I walk through this with you. So I forgive any person that has hurt me, cheated me, abused me, robbed me, talked about me, criticized me, abandoned me, used me. I forgive anyone who has rejected me, hated me, betrayed me, deceived me, or neglected me. I release the power of the cross into every one of those situations. And I also repent for unforgiveness. Any unforgiveness I've held towards anyone, I ask that you would cleanse me of it now by the power of your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now, are we gonna stop there? No, because there's wounds in our soul that came from both sin and trauma. As you learn today, Jesus is the King of glory and the light of the world for a reason. Because those powers that come from Christ are able to heal our wounded souls. Put your hand on your heart or your stomach, because you're gonna decree that power right into your soul. Just say, I decree that the Son of Righteousness is arising on me with healing in his wings and his beams. I believe I'm being healed by Jesus' glory and his light right now. I'm becoming Marpe, healed in my body and sound of mind because of the glory of Christ and his light. He is the King of Glory, and I decree that I'm being overshadowed by His glory now, and it's healing me. I'm being transformed in my soul into His image and His likeness from glory to glory. Every time the Son of Righteousness arises on me with healing in His wings, I am healed. I am changed. I decree that I'm also filled with the light of Christ, because He is the light of the world and His light lives in me. I believe His light is shining out of my spirit man into my soul and my physical body. The Bible calls Jesus a light being, an outraying source of the divine radiance. I believe His beams of light are outraying and arising on me now to cause me to be marpe, sound of mind, and healed in my physical body. I receive the healing, the power of the light of Christ right now in Jesus' name, amen. When I got arrested for the last time, my 12th time that year, I wasn't thinking about my future. I was thinking, how do I get out and go back to the only things I knew, cooking meth, robbing, and doing dope. But Jesus had a different plan. He radically changed my life, and now I'm living my dreams. For years, we've been revealing Jesus to those still inside to show them that there's a plan for their lives, just like there was a plan for mine. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now. And when you do, Haiti would like to thank you for your gift by sending you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Haiti will send you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural.
How are your finances doing? Did you know the Bible says that you will prosper even as your soul prospers? In my teachings, Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural, I show you how to get healed of every soul wound that is blocking your prosperity and keeping you from going to the next level of increase.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, I'm going to start to lay out a strong biblical foundation to prove that these attributes of Christ have the ability to heal us of every wound in our inner man. And I'm going to show you through Scripture that the glory and the light of Jesus Christ make up the anointing of dunamis that you've been hearing me teach about throughout all these programs. Next week, I'm going to connect the dots. See you then.